It was my brother's birthday the other day, and I had no idea what he would want until I remembered how much we both like music. So I made him a mixtape. Okay, so I didn't really use a cassette. I just messaged him a list of YouTube links on Facebook, mostly indie rock things that he might not have heard before. But the concept is the same. It was an ordered list of songs chosen by a person, tailored for another person. So remember cassettes? They were big in the 70s, even more so in the 80s with the introduction of the Walkman. Cheap and easy to use, they were the original medium for peer-to-peer music file sharing. More than that, they were a way for someone to reach someone else. Case in point, my friend Richie was a mixtape master. Born a whole 10 months before me, his musicological knowledge was much better than mine. Richie made for me a whole series of tapes, teaching me about glam rock, British art rock, and proto-punk, along with slightly older stuff like Jimi Hendrix and Jethro Tull. What he was really teaching me, though, was that music could be mixed, manipulated, and experimented with. Music could have a deep aesthetic meaning. It was something to be listened to closely and critically, and it could affect people. I can honestly say that those tapes shaped me more than the entirety of my graduate studies in music. By the way, my birthday is coming up, just so you know. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.